That's and me.
I, Derek Ferris, bring you to a land without borders, a time of stuff. All right, this is episode one of Clever Antidote. I was doing my movie voice there.
That was an amazing intro there.
Why, thank you. I should do. I should introduce movies for a living. I think. Yeah. I think I got an okay voice for that.
You have a very velvety voice. Yeah.
Thank you.
What about the teleprompter, though? Could you handle that?
What's a teleprompter?
It's what you read from.
I know what it is. Okay. Well, my name's Derek. I'm 23. I cook for a living, and I'm a big comic book guy. And are you prepared to do a bio, Jarrett?
Yeah, sure.
All right, go.
I'm Jarrett, 24. I weld. A girlfriend and a daughter. And yeah, that's about it.
I'm Chris Hildebrand. I'm also a cook. 24 years old, married with 3 kids, and surprised I have enough time for this podcast, but it's going to be good.
You make time for the important stuff.
Of course. Tell the kids to wait.
Yeah.
Daddy's busy.
Friends are important. So, this week in news, Steve Jobs died.
Everyone at Apple lost their jobs. Oh, no. Was that too soon?
Yeah, that was a little too soon.
You have to think, though, if you took all of his money and put it into cancer research like 2 years ago, would it have saved him?
Oh. Nice. You know what?
That's interesting.
Very good theory.
It's one of those what if questions. They could write a comic book about it. What if?
You know what my what if question is? What are they going to do with his yacht?
His yacht?
I think it's him who has the yacht. Yeah, it's got 2 helicopter landing pads and 2 submersibles.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like the Enterprise of the ocean.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, well, considering the last Star Trek movie, the Enterprise looked like the inside of an Apple store.
And all the flashing lights. Did you see the Star Trek one movie a couple years ago?
No.
No?
No, I didn't.
Oh, who did that?
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah. The thing that stylized that movie the most was how fucking bright it was. Like, it was like they're shining... Like, I know they're shining lights into the camera for effect, but it was like... Yeah. Just... Yes, it's neat for the first 20 minutes of the movie, but after that, it's like, please stop. Please just stop. But I am excited for the next one.
My sister has a mild form of epilepsy. I'd like to see her watch that.
You're a sick man. That's sick.
And what else is in the news? Wall Street.
Yes, the Occupy Wall Street thing.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. A little bit of a Boston Tea Party thing going on there.
I can't say I completely understand it, other than some people make far too much money and
yeah,
everybody else is upset.
I saw a graphic, I think it was on Facebook, somebody had posted it up or whatever, and it showed the ratio of CEO's earnings to the average Joe working in the factories. And, you know, it went through a bunch of the different countries, and they were like, you know, 1 to 12, 1 to, up to 1 to 22 or something like that. And then in America, the ratio is 1 to 475. So their CEOs make 475 times the average worker.
Yeah, that's
right. I think you have to get a little bit of perspective on it, though, because some of those countries that they're comparing are developing countries,
yeah,
where the average wage is so minimal.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you'd think, so actually you would think that the gap would be even bigger in
those
countries.
That's what I'm saying. Like, to give you some perspective on it, it's compared to other countries, it's even more disgusting than how we would initially think it is.
And like Canada was like 1 to 22 or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
And then just the head a couple miles across the border, and it jumps up by 10 times that, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty incredible. But I think the issues that cause the Wall Street protests in general has just been people that are basically feeling cast aside and voiceless are now saying, like, you know, this is unacceptable to have this amount of wealth in a country contrasted with this amount of poverty. and extreme poverty in that same country, why are we not, well, not us, not we, because, you know, we're in Canada, but in the States, why aren't they helping their fellow man? Why is that greed still prevailing to the extent where you have such a huge gap in income and the poverty line with the way it is?
Yeah. Well, the entire Western culture is built upon that premise, though, of capitalism and what's yours is yours, period. And, yeah.
I just don't think there should be such a big gap in wages, because bottom line, everybody works, and with minimum wage being so low, and with these people, like, there should be a cap, I believe, on, like, yes, if you're successful, you deserve to make more, but there reaches a point where you make so much money, it becomes ridiculous, it seems.
Yeah, see, and this, like, this and especially us, things like celebrities like Oprah.
Yeah.
See, this brings us back to, we were talking about this earlier tonight, and I suggested that maybe we stop our conversation so we could talk about it on the podcast and not repeat ourselves, but this is where we kind of left off, and what I was about to say was, I don't think it's so much, I don't think there should be a cap on wages and salary necessarily. I mean, if you look at something like professional sports, there I definitely think that should be in place, but in general, I don't think the issue is so much with wages and salary. I think the issue comes in with the corporate tax loopholes. I don't think that the wealthy individuals and the wealthy corporations are paying their fair share of taxes that in turn will help the lower wage earners with social programs, with the healthcare system, all of those things that require public money. It's all being put on the backs of the people that are struggling to put food on their plates for their kids.
I understand that, but like, I heard this about a year or so ago that Michael Jordan makes more money for the Nike deal he has than everybody who works in production on the Nike shoes and the Nike brand.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. Well, that's not really related to this Wall Street thing, because all those workers aren't in America.
Touche, but like, just to point out how ridiculous, how like a company can do something like that. It's,
but yeah, that's not necessarily what we're talking about either, in terms of the, like, because he's an outside contractor as part of a marketing campaign.
Yeah,
we were talking about the CEOs and the businessmen who run the company.
But I'm also sure that if Nike paid their fair share of taxes as a corporation, maybe they wouldn't be able to afford to pay, you know, Mr. Michael Jordan that amount of money. You know, they'd be a little bit more frugal, I guess. I don't even know if frugal touches it, but but somewhere in there, you know, they'd be a little bit more conscious of where they're, how much money they're putting and where they're putting it. So,
yeah, well, I'm sure they are very conscious of how much money they're spending and how.
Of course, they count it every day.
That's what a corporation does, but
1 million, 2 million, 13 million, 14 million, so on.
No, I think it's basically like how, not so much the corporation's taxation, but the CEOs themselves and the high-level management and the rich folk, because they get all these tax breaks too, because they can afford the lawyers to find the loopholes for them.
So you're saying kill the rich man?
Yes.
All right.
You guys have anything else in news that you were thinking about talking about, or the new iPhone came out?
Oh yes, I was talking with a friend of mine at work who's a huge iPhone fanatic, and he was raging about it because he was all excited about the iPhone 5, and it turns out it's the iPhone 4S.
Yeah, yeah, I heard a bit about that.
Does it even matter anymore?
No.
It's like iPhone. It's like, yeah, I know, I understand. Eventually, we're all going to have something like the iPhone. But just, it seems like Apple's just mass-producing, just shooting them out there, and it's all the same crap. Like, I have a first-gen iTouch.
I don't know if that's really the right word.
What?
Crap, because they are amazing machines.
They are, but like my first, my second iPod, I got an 80 gig iPod Classic, and I had to get warranty twice on it because it broke twice within the first year and a half I had it. That was software issues.
Did you sit on it?
No, it was a software issue. Yeah. So I sat on it and I corrupted the file. Fuck you. I'm not saying I hate Apple. I'm just, what's the difference between the 4 and the 4S and the 4? Better camera?
Yeah, better camera. And
did they reroute the antenna?
I don't know that much about it, but I know it is some better pieces in there.
Well, how about you pull it up?
Yeah, actually,
we'll just pull it up online here, and we'll see what is the actual difference. I know that when the iPhone 4 came out, there was all these issues with how they designed the antenna.
Okay.
The antenna wraps around the outer edge to save space on the inside for other components.
Yeah.
And so, you know, everyone I've ever seen holding their phone, they grab the thing in the middle with their full hand, and you know, that's so they don't drop it. And so there were all these complaints to Apple about it not getting reception because people's hands were blocking the reception.
Really?
The antenna being there.
I didn't know a person was that insulating against cellular
needs. I guess so. But so they Apple came out and said that no, you're holding it wrong. They didn't say, you know, oh, we designed a poor product or a poor component.
No,
you're holding it wrong. America, the world, you are all holding your cell phones wrong. So
we are Apple.
Exactly. I'm Steve
this
Jobs.
Machine is
you know? And so people had to change how they held it. They had to hold it with like their two fingers and their thumb at the base of the phone so they wouldn't mess with the reception.
Is it an iPhone or a bowling ball?
I know, that's pretty much it.
Maybe they should put little sockets in there.
They're not cheap. Like, you want to hold that thing so you're not going to drop it.
Oh, yeah.
And for that matter, what about the cases that you put your cell phones in?
Yeah,
every case wraps
it
around that area. Maybe
that will
affect it, too.
Like, I can tell you, your body does block cell waves. Like, I'll be laying on my bed, and I will, like, put my phone on my belly, and all of a sudden they'll end up, like, in one of my rolls or underneath me. And then I'll, like, oh, my phone. And then I'll look at it, like, no bars.
And maybe your phone, or maybe cell waves can't get through your body.
The antenna just said, screw it, I give up.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
It must be on Mars. Apparently, I just typed in iPhone via, like, versus, and then it came up with versus... versus iPhone 5, so they must have released it.
Well, no, that was what I was saying. There was all hype about it being the iPhone 5, but it wasn't. They were developing 5, but they realized they couldn't get all the technology up and running properly or something like that, so they just threw out some 4S's. That's what I heard, anyway. I got all my news from...
They actually sent me email.
The people who work in a factory, so... Who knows how?
My God, my internet sucks.
Just give us a minute here while Derek learns the internet.
Dual core A5 chip, all new MP camera.
8 megapixel camera.
Yeah.
iOS
5, who knows what that means, and
iCloud.
That's
their operating system.
The most amazing phone yet. Yeah. It's nice and shiny. I'll give it that. But is there any difference between the 4 and the 4S?
Maybe it looks thinner.
You know what? I think
did I make you angry? Sorry.
I am overweight. That was a shot at me. I do understand, yes, smaller, thinner is better to a degree, but once it's getting so thin, you're having trouble.
I just watched Zoolander.
And then you
yesterday.
Have to buy a big, thick case for it?
Yeah, that's the thing. And I just watched Zoolander the other day. And how old is that movie?
Oh.
And they were already making jokes about how small cell phones were getting, because he has little tiny things, like an inch tall, that he flips open. How small is too small?
You know what the sick
that's
thing is? for what we think.
You can't do it yourself, so.
Yes, I can.
What we think of a small phone. I remember this would have been, oh, easily 12 or more years ago, back when I still lived in Alberta, and there were some folks had come back from Japan, and they brought back a bunch of stuff to show, like, this is, you know, our experience.
New technology.
Yeah, pretty much. And they brought back three different cell phones from Japan, and they were smaller than, you know, the small phones we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as, you know, the technology we're getting,
they've already got it.
I mean,
sending us their old use stuff. They just take really good care of this, and they're like, "Oh, we get one up on those Americans."
What I think is happening is, I think in Japan, they're more into, you know, as they develop the new technology, they give it out. They put it out for the public right away.
Yeah.
Where in the States and in Canada, the whole capitalism thing, there's such a tight grip on the new technology, they have to give it to us on a slow drip. So they milk our wallets for as much as they can.
A perfect example is the iPhones, because, you know, they'll release an iPhone, how many people are lined up around the stores ready to get it, and then it'll be, you know, they fire them off somewhat quickly sometimes, but, I mean, they'll wait a certain amount of time before they release the next one.
Yeah. I mean, we have nanotechnology, we have...
Everybody gets it.
Yeah, we have robots that we can barely see, you know, and you're telling me that you just barely are able to make a cell phone that, you know, fits into your pocket comfortably?
Are we talking about robots?
I don't know.
Nanotech.
I've been watching too much science fiction.
Oh,
we don't have nanobots yet. If we did, the world would be awesome.
Look it up. Google it right now. Nanobots.
Technology doesn't exist yet.
Oh, you buggers. Yes, it does.
Don't pull a bribe and be like, you don't even know the shit that's going on.
those Freemasons are out to rule the world.
Nanobot?
You mean they're not? The Freemasons aren't out to kill us all?
No.
I'm not saying that like, obviously they do, like, there's a thumbnail of, but I don't believe,
I see what you mean. I thought you meant, like, the true, honest to God, molecular circuitry nanobots.
Okay, so, if we don't have true nanobots just yet, you know, there's things that they're working on with nanotechnology where they have, you know, things that they are able to create that are rather complex, and they're the size of a cell. Like,
not this. No, not that small.
In order to
bullshit.
In order to make a nanobot, you're going to have to build a small, almost nanobot, and what you're going to have to do is build a smaller one, which would build a smaller one, which would build a smaller one. I don't know how many scales down. But then you'd have to have it to be able to build a sufficient amount, and then you're, like... What's that movie with Keanu Reeves where the fucking nanobots are eating all the shit up? I never saw it. You know what I'm talking
about. Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Keanu.
With nanobots.
Yeah, where he's a fucking alien.
Oh! The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, that's the problem with nanobots. It just might happen.
No, and about the idea that we have them already, I mean, when you're talking about an entire machine that's supposed to be the size of a single human cell, your circuitry is going to be on a molecular level. That's all just theoretical.
Pretty awesome,
yet.
Eh?
Yeah, not happening yet.
It would be amazing. You could actually have them go through your bloodstream, change your genetic code, or destroy cancer before it even starts to grow.
Live forever.
You get it, like, the biggest problem in Western culture is, like, heart disease. You'd get those motherfuckers on the inside of your
I can just see them now
scraping
with, like,
the plaque off,
like,
the walls.
With, like, windshield wipers.
Yeah, we can eat straight grease. Just like, you know, I'll have a glass of hot deep fryer oil, please.
Yeah. And those, what their power source would be? Little tiny diesel engines. They could use that grease.
Ooh.
and your farts would smell like french fries.
Yeah.
They already do.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, okay. Whether nanobots do or don't exist is up for debate.
They don't. Not it's up on for debate. Actual nanobot.
I think we should get on with the program
here.
Speaking
of robots, though.
Robots.
The Transformers 3 just came out on...
nice
Blu-ray.
Segue.
Yeah, thank you.
That was very nice.
Finding that for the last 10 minutes.
And we
perfect.
Yeah, we just watched it together.
Yeah, that was last week.
Yeah.
I also watched it by myself because I wasn't invited to watch it with you guys. So, yeah. But no, that was... I enjoyed it.
Did you watch it on the Blu-ray?
I can't afford Blu-ray. No, I watched it on DVD.
Okay, well, I was saying...
The peasant video.
While we were watching it, Blu-ray makes such a huge difference.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Makes a little difference.
I thought it made a fairly big difference.
You don't even have a 1080p TV. It doesn't make that big of a difference. It makes a smidge of a difference.
Maybe it's just that there was that much going on the screen.
Yeah, there was that much going on the screen.
I thought the DVD was great.
It's like watching an
good old-fashioned DVD.
So much shit going on, you have no idea where to focus.
Oh yeah.
It's like watching an orgy.
Pretty much.
It's like, what's going to happen? You never know. It's like, all of a sudden, there's liquid.
You talking about Transformers or the orgy?
Both. Hey, they were spitting out, like, red liquid when they got punched in the face.
Yeah, that was... I didn't really...
There, I don't know. It was
it's like
oil and coolant and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, first movie, who was it? I forget which one, Bumblebee or whatever, pissed on
lubricating on man. Autobots roll out. Okay, but I have two quarrels with it. One, okay, that is basically one of those, it's like a situation in all three Transformers movies where it's kind of like, it's a clusterfuck. It's like you're under attack. And this, the woman he was with, I forget her name because it's not. She's not that memorable in the movie. Like, she, don't get me wrong, she's hot, not memorable.
Eye candy version 2.
Yeah, it's like
2.0 as
different
in better
coat of paint. She's a little, yeah. She's a little lighter, and she's a different. And she's an accent.
Yeah.
But the entire time, she's running around with high heels
in
on.
Heels.
Yes.
Oh, I know exactly. Yeah, I remember you bitching about this, and because he gets dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all filthy. They're all covered. They may as well be, coming out of a coal mine, and she is, at the end, she is just this ethereal, shining, glimmering white
smidge of soot on her forehead.
Oh yeah, a little bit of dirt on her face, but
maybe that shimmering is the key to it. She's oiled up, so all the dirt just kind of.
Oh. Okay.
And like, if anybody goes through that, they're gonna be like.
Maybe she uses Tide to go.
Oh yeah. But you're going to be caked in soot. I know for myself, if I'd go through that, I'd probably be full of blood, shit, urine, dirt. Like, I trip, I fall, twist my ankle, and I got mud all over me, my bladder lets go, and I'm crying, and I got snot dripping down my face, like, come on. And then she secretly knows, she sees Megatron, and then all of a sudden she knows who the fuck he is, and then he goes up to you, I'm like, yes, Sam could have told you, but... How would you have known?
Yeah.
Because it's like, they're all giant machines. Like,
yeah, and really, the other thing is, why was Megatron that stupid to fall for that trick?
Yes and no. Like, it did make sense, but the biggest problem I have for that movie is Optimus and Sentinel Prime, they're fighting on the bridge, and then she's like, you're going to be nothing when Sentinel takes over, and then she runs, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you think Optimus is dead. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Megatron runs, starts shooting him, and then Optimus... starts shooting Sentinel Prime. Spoiler alert, if you haven't learned by now, if we're talking about Transformers 3. But he's running, and then... Okay, so... Optimus loses an arm. He's gonna die from Sentinel Prime. Megatron all of a sudden is running, shooting at him, and then he's like, I just want the things to go back to the way they used to be. I want to be in charge. And Optimus is like, fuck you, and kills them both. One armed. Badass, but at the same time, no matter how much I hate you, if I'm about to die and you save my life, I think the honorable thing to do is is not kill the guy.
Here's my issue starts even like long before that. You have Optimus, who is just about to get shit stomped and killed by Sentinel, because Sentinel is just that powerful. And then you have Megatron come in, and he's got half his head torn off. Like he is just in bad shape. He was about to sit there dying in a bunch of rubble until, you know, Miss Shiny Pants comes up and gets them all fired up. How does this, you know, half dead robot come in and suddenly he is so powerful that he's able to kill Sentinel, who is about to kill Optimus, where Optimus turns around and kills Sentinel? It just doesn't make sense. How does that even work?
I think because Optimus was, you know, would have warned Sentinel.
It's like divine rage, or
in their fight, right? Optimus and Sentinel fighting, that must have taken a toll on him, right? And then he caught him off guard, completely off guard. He came up behind him,
catching him off guard. Catching him off guard would have been coming up behind him with some stealth and just ripping his head off. Not, you know, running up and shooting and being all dramatic. And that he knew he was coming. That should have been nothing. People have been, they'd been shooting at Sentinel the entire freaking movie, and it did nothing. So, how does this work? Half-dead robot comes and kills the guy who's about to kill the guy who kills him and kills them both. It doesn't make any sense.
I think that Sentinel was he was injured, but, and like, definitely Megatron was maimed. Like, he was not as powerful as he was. But he was still able to do something if, and like, basically he distracted him, got a few good shots off, and then Optimus gets up, grabs his axe, hits Megatron into the head, and then rips his head out with a spinal column with it, I believe, like the robotic.
The ending was just unrealistic. I mean, is it too much to ask for when watching a movie like Transformers to just ask for a little bit of realism? I mean, come on.
Yeah, and and definitely, like, I think they wrote the first movie not knowing what to expect. All of a sudden, bam! And then they did the second movie. And don't get me wrong, the first one was good, second one was good, but in the first one, why wouldn't they have gotten the Fallen to come down, too? Like, it doesn't make sense that all of a sudden, oh, I have more allies as a bad guy, I have more allies in space. And then in the third one, like, it's not like they flow together. You sit and watch.
They're written to be enjoyed independently.
Yeah, and there's like.
Well, they make the most money like that.
And that's the other thing. I think that was kind of what you were trying to get at, Derek. Was like there were all these. Where did all these Decepticons come from in the third one?
Yeah, they're hiding on the moon. Like, why the fuck wouldn't they have come down
and helped in the first?
Yeah, in the first one, like then we have the Matrix. No, not the Matrix. Excuse me. The Allspark cube. And then they could have made countless other robots, but it's like, oh, we're just going to chillax on the moon. And
wait, what do you mean they were hiding on the moon?
Did you see when he activated the pillars that a bunch of motherfuckers just came out of the dirt in the moon? You didn't see that? It's one of those
movies. Yeah, I remember that, but the biggest thing was when they were, when they had the pillars functioning to draw their old world.
No, this was before when he set him off in the park in Washington. Or with the
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, that, like, it was shortly after Sentinel was like, haha, suckers, I'm a bad guy. So
that's right.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say about it. I still think it was a great movie.
It was.
If I had to give it a stars, I'd say 4.5. If they would have thrown a tit from that woman out.
Like, well, I thought the
why not? Why not?
Yeah. I thought the cheek show was pretty nice at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah,
that was worth hitting the pause button.
Talking about Transformers now has got me under another thing that I want to talk about, which is
podcasts are no place. Podcast is no place for tangents.
Yes, it is.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead. Running off in some random
and
thing.
And if I decide I want to rage, I'll do that too. Just so you
know. Carry on.
Okay. Anyway. That's got me thinking about the Real Steel movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The one based on Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and Battleship.
Yeah.
On that as well. And whereas I've seen the ads for them, and they look like, you know, fairly decent movies. Just how hard up are you for ideas that you have to go to Hasbro Games and take them from these, you know, 70s board games?
You know, but I kind of like what they're doing with that. For the people that were, you know, little kids when Rock'em Sock'em Robots came out, I mean, that was just the most, dare I say, epic game. Like, it was just, you had fighting robots. That was was badass. And so now to take that in today's
that
world, it's a lot harder to impress. But so to take something like Rock'em Sock'em Robots and put it into a slightly futuristic setting where you're controlling an actual robot in a fighting ring, I mean, that's awesome. Then throw
that
some feel-good, you know, I love you, Daddy, kind of stuff in there. And
I think it might just tarnish the memory of it, though. Like, I remember a few years back, they relaunched Rock'em Sock'em Robots in the Christmas Wish book.
And it was just junk.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it was junk.
I didn't. I was not like, oh, I want Rock'em Sock'em Robots. But I think the movie might even tarnish. Like, I haven't seen it. I don't think it's out in theaters quite yet. But if it does bad, which I doubt, because it has all this money behind it, because it's the same, I'm sure, because Hasbro sold the rights to Transformers, and then they wanted to go after Rock'em Sock'em Robots and Battleship, so it's done by the same company, I'm pretty sure, but they might just tarnish the memory, or the entire Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and even, like, yes, from what I understand from the trailer, it's a fighter controls a robot, but I kind of want more. I don't want to just people controlling robots. Why not actually have robots fighting?
And then, like, their own personalities.
Yeah, and it could be that too, because then you have the question of humanity in the robot fighting one another. Like, they don't want to die, but I think, and even Battleship, I only saw the trailer, Liam Neeson, which is awesome, but all of a sudden this fucking Transformers looking ship comes out of the water.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Battleship, isn't this played in the ocean? Now, what are we doing flying?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense to me.
The other thing about Battleship, I mean, you can make an epic naval movie and call it anything else. Why are they paying Hasbro to use the name Battleship? Especially since that makes me think of an even worse movie than it probably will turn out being. Just because it's based on this 70s game that it just doesn't flow.
I just liked that, you know, we at least finally have someone who's making movies that is looking for a different source of inspiration for a movie.
Yes.
You know, we've seen the same stories recycled over and over with a different actor, different actress, you know, but they're the same movies over and over again.
Yeah.
It's just nice to see something a little bit different.
There is only 7 stories.
There's
basically
7 main storylines, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're getting at.
I don't
know.
It was a Greek guy. Anyway, but no. But, yeah, they are desperately trying to find some inspiration for new stories, but, you know.
They're making a fucking,
it's
because
they have no more creativity anymore.
Human Centipede 2.
Yes, feed her.
Have you seen the first one?
No, but Jared told me about it once.
We just,
it was gross.
We just skipped through
most
through
of it
on
yeah.
Netflix, and I understand where they're going, like pure shock value.
Yeah, that's all it is.
But there, and then the next one, I think I just saw a little bit of a trailer, and it has this fat guy with no shirt, and you know what? They make this short fat guy with no shirt look pretty creepy. So.
That guy's,
you know,
always look creepy.
When it comes down to it, I'm honestly not a fan of the overly grotesque horror movies. Like, I don't enjoy Saw. I don't enjoy House of a Thousand Corpses. I just don't, for myself. Like, I know some people, it's, you know, they like to have their, you know, nightmares pushed to new limits, but I don't find anything enjoyable to watch in it. To me, it's disturbing that there's people who, without being serial killers, have the capacity to think about this stuff and not even just leave it there, but push it to, hey, I'm going to make a movie about this. I just don't enjoy watching them. I'm not scared, but it just I don't know what to say to that. But yeah, anyway, that's my thought on movies.
Well, I think we're done with movies right now.
Yeah, we kind of went off on a big tangent.
Now, this is one of my favorite parts, I think, it'll be a hypothetical question. Now, once I have a Twitter and an email set up, which I don't yet, but by the end of the episode, I'll tag on something about our Twitter feed and whatnot, what exactly it will be, but it's the hypothetical question of the day, yeah. And mine is, would you fuck a mermaid? Have sex. Make love.
You know what? I don't know how you would.
Okay, just okay. Hypothetically, you're single, you're maybe younger, or whatever, doesn't matter. Or even just, like, in an alternate reality, would you... What do you mean, if you even could?
The bottom half is a fish.
Okay, she is a mouth. Ergo, she eats. Vis-a-vis, she must shit. Right?
That's...
Okay,
that's not make love.
Okay. Okay, hypothetically, they have the same equipment underneath, like, a special scale flap shenanigan. Right?
I guess.
You know what? Does she smell like fish?
You're underwater, you can't smell. You'll be
And fresh fish don't actually really smell like fish.
You have a scuba tank.
They smell like the sea. And anything that smells like the sea has to be good. So, I guess my answer would be yes.
Yes.
Of course I would.
See, this is one of those questions
I have to ask this question. If, by having sex with her, I am introducing genetic material that they will use to create more mer people...
You know that would never happen. They'd never let you do that.
Oh my god.
If genetic material is involved, that would never happen.
You'd
have a triton shoved through your chest so fast.
I'm talking about... We all saw The Little Mermaid as kids. And now, we were boys, and we were younger, but we all got that feeling, like, what's underneath those clams?
I had the hugest crush, apparently, on The Little Mermaid.
On Ariel, yeah.
When I was a little kid.
So, and then I say this...
But, I mean, see, she turns into a human. So,
yeah,
I'd do her then.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm sure that... there's going to be a positive side to this. If this beautiful mermaid is, you know, willing to... You know, have sex with a nasty-looking thing with legs from the land. Obviously, she's trying to rebel from her parents pretty hard, so she'll do whatever you want.
I'm not saying excluded to the Little Mermaid universe. Like, the new Pirates movie had mermaids, but they were more like murderous bitches. But I'm talking about, like, the situation's right. They've never met a human. Maybe they're lost. And then you try saving her, and then she's like, oh, and
fuck me.
Yeah, exactly. And back to that point where they might not have a hole for us. Okay, how would mermaids reproduce?
They reproduce like fish.
Okay. They lay eggs, and then the male comes and sprays its sperm on the eggs.
You have to remember, she also has a mouth and two hands.
That's very true.
Okay, so you can, like, third base.
Blowjob.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not sex.
You really don't get full...
It's oral. I'm sure she has a poo hole. Or a blow hole.
Have you ever seen fish poop? She's
not a whale.
I don't want to stick my...
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
In where that comes from.
Have you ever seen a human shit? Have you ever watched a person separate their cheeks, hovering, and then take a dump? I haven't, but I'm saying...
I've watched myself in the reflection.
Well, I'm sure you've seen Two Girls, One Cup.
Nah, I never did. It was... By the time I actually decided I wanted to see it, cause I looked and it was like, I looked and it's all this new stuff, like, he's going to prison, and I couldn't find it, and I'm kind of glad I didn't, just for the fact, it's like, why? Like, yeah.
It's the American dream.
But back to the mermaid thing.
Because I can.
And I'm not saying asking this question just to be disgusting, but like... Even women can answer. Go ahead, email us, Twitter us.
Merman.
I'm sure there's a couple smutty romance novels having to do with Merman with fucking Fabio on the cover, right?
I'm pretty sure in everything involving romance between a mermaid or a merman and a person, the mer person at some point turns into a human.
What if the mermaid you came across that was like, hey, I'm all yours, buddy? What if that was like Ursula?
Oh, like an illusion. I'm not saying we're...
No, not like an illusion. Like the sea witch.
Yeah, yeah.
Ursula the Sea Witch.
I love how you know the names of the characters.
Okay.
I got kids.
Chris answered. What would you?
Would I missed it now.
Would you? Back to the hypothetical question.
Yeah, not to stray too far off.
Would you or wouldn't you? Would you or mermaid. Wouldn't you do a mermaid?
Oh, okay. Angela.
Just as default, she is a hot mermaid.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Like it's Megan Fox's top.
No. What's the name of the chick from the Transformers 3?
Who cares?
Megan Fox has become a little bit too much like Angelina Jolie, and I'm just waiting for her to adopt Ethiopia.
Those are some lucky black kids.
They'd call her mom. That's gross.
You know what? I'm kind of undecided on the whole who's hotter, Megan Fox or whatever her name is, just because...
The only thing Megan Fox has going for her over this other chick is the fact that we know her name.
And she does have those toe thumbs against her.
Toe thumbs?
Look at Megan Fox's thumbs.
Oh, this is like 2 years ago, man.
I haven't seen this. I'm sorry if Megan Fox has other things I look at besides her thumbs.
Okay, her name is...
Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
She's English, I believe.
Der.
What do you mean, der? Der.
She had an English accent in the movie.
Yeah, that could have been Australian or Irish or Scottish. It's not like... It could have been fake.
Derek hears two accents.
Could have been fake.
Us and them.
Yeah. It's us against the fucking world, man.
Okay.
Want me to get some big pictures for her? So we can do a comparison?
That's not how you spell Megan.
The arc to our discussion here on this podcast. We've gone from... politics and social structure to movies, and now we're comparing pictures of women on the internet.
Good thing.
Let's pause this, watch the YouTube thing, and go for a smoke.
God,
I hate you. Megan Fox
versus
Fox.
Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
Yes.
And I gotta say, I'm going with Megan Fox still. I like the darker hair, and come on, those eyes.
I gotta agree. Like, I got Google Images, Megan Fox on one, and Rosie, whatever, on the other one, and I think they should have stuck with Megan Fox.
You know, Megan Fox in the first one, absolutely. Megan Fox now, not a chance. Not a chance. She had more meat on her bones in the first one, and now she's just... a Skeletor...
Quit stealing my words.
Second version of Angelina Jolie, and it's gross. She's lost her edge. I would take Rosie, hands down.
Well, I agree to disagree.
How about an order of Megan Fox with a side of Rosie?
I guess, you know, everyone likes a good tasting menu.
So, the Shack Chat.
The what?
Shack Chat. Oh, that's the India has a $35 tablet computer.
Yes, called the Shack Chat.
$35. I mean, if you're looking at getting an iPad here, it's $4.99 at any store you go to.
Yeah.
And same with the other tablets too. Samsung Galaxy, BlackBerry Playbook, which actually just the other day I saw the BlackBerry Playbook on sale. It was $200 off. So
how much was it?
It was $299.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad, but it's a lot smaller. It's a lot smaller than the iPad is.
Like, and this $35 one isn't near the quality of any of those. But
no, definitely not.
$35 and you can surf the web. And
yeah, you
whatever.
Can do your. You can check out the clever move. Antidote Twitter feed on there. You can do whatever you want.
While
so.
You're driving.
While you're driving, of course.
Just to clarify the title of the podcast, is we don't think we're clever at all.
We're not clever at all, no.
No, we just decided it was a good name. It's not like we We think we're so smart, and we're sitting back and laughing at the rest of the world. It's just sounded like a good name, and I think Chris has a...
Well, basically, we are as bored as you guys are, because if you're listening to us, you are pretty bored. So our clever little antidote to our boredom was to do a podcast and do something a little bit more productive with our time. So we are the clever antidote. This is our clever antidote. And we hope you enjoy it as much as we do.
So you guys excited about any new TV shows coming up in the fall season?
Ooh, our most anticipated shows.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've really watched a lot of it, but I'm looking forward to watching the new season of House.
Yeah, I saw the first episode of this new season on Tuesday or Monday.
Yeah, I think I watched that one too. The guy, House gave... The guy a trig right in a jail cell, shoves a pen into his throat.
I expected him to be out of jail by the end of the episode, though.
I didn't even know he was in jail. It's been a long time since I've watched it.
Yeah, he drove into Cuddy's house.
I thought they were dating.
They broke out.
It's complicated.
It's complicated.
I'm wondering where the...
drove into her house. Is that a euphemism?
No, he drove into her house.
I wonder where the show is going to be going, though, now that he's been to prison. Like, obviously he'll somehow get his medical license back, but it's going to be...
No, the show will go on a new tangent. Yeah. It'll be House...
The low-life drug dealer.
No, House, the black market doctor.
Yeah.
No, actually, I saw a preview for another episode coming up, and he does get out of jail. I guess his team somehow swings a way to get him out.
Okay.
And, but he's on a very... short leash as far as this stuff that he can pull. He has to abide by the law and that sorts of thing. So I'm interested to see how House can still be House in those restrictions.
He'll blackmail his PO officer.
I'm looking forward to The Walking Dead.
Yes.
At the end of this month.
Big one that I'm excited for. The only one I'm really looking forward to, because I don't watch that much anymore.
I barely remember where it left off this past season.
It left off, I believe the last episode was when they found that guy in the CDC center, but he was freaking insane,
yeah.
And he tried to, seal them all in or something.
That's
like
right.
That, but they escaped.
I completely forgot about that episode.
Yeah, I believe that's where it left off.
They're going to go be a little more true to the comic this season, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And there's a couple good comedies out there that just started back up. Cougar Town, I love that show.
I've seen it, I think, twice, and Betty White is just the best.
Who's Betty White?
She's not in Cougar Town.
Which one is she in?
I don't know. This is with Courtney Cox from Friends, and she still got it. As I make boob moves with my hands.
There is a show like that with Betty White.
Betty White. Who's Betty White?
Ancient.
Sounds like something from the 40s. Betty White?
She's from Golden Girls.
I'm sorry,
Chris's
I have a
show?
Penis.
Okay, we are going to revert back to Google here.
Have you ever watched Lake Placid?
Yeah, but hold on, Betty White.
Oh, yeah, I know
the old
that.
Woman
yeah,
who's
yeah.
swearing up a storm?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Betty White.
Isn't she feeding the... Yeah, she feds the crocodiles at the end of the babies. Do you guys ever watch Modern Family?
No,
I
haven't.
I have watched the first couple seasons, I believe. Yeah, I like the nerd guy and his hot wife, and the rest of them
Phil and Claire. The gay guys are hilarious.
Yeah, they can be, but they get just too gay sometimes.
I know, but he's like, I'm like Costco. I'm big. I'm not fancy, but I dare you not to like me. That's hilarious.
I just started rewatching The X-Files.
Yes, wow.
It's not like it's new or anything. But fucking awesome. I remember watching it as a kid and giving me night terrors about aliens all the time.
You know what scared the shit out of me when I was a kid?
You know what?
Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah.
That show was awesome.
I have the first season of that too, but I haven't really watched it.
I watched one or two episodes lately, but...
You know, Scully?
Oh, sorry. Betty White is not on...
Cougar Town.
She is on Hot in Cleveland. Basically the same show.
Okay. But she's like super old.
Yeah, but she's a comedian.
Is she?
Yeah, she's hilarious. Love Betty White.
And she's fearless too, kind of.
Oh yeah.
Because I remember back when they were doing the wind up or whatever for Jackass 2, they had Bam Margera ride down a ramp into a plexiglass that she was standing behind, and she never blinked.
I would love to see. Okay, I watched the roast of Charlie Sheen on Comedy Network.
Yes, that was good.
I think it was last week. And I would love to see the roast of Betty White. I mean, the sick humor and just the ridiculously outlandish things that they say about the people they're roasting.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see Betty White in on that.
I think it was...
Bring Mike Tyson back in on that one, too.
The one blonde girl at the roast of Charlie Sheen, I don't remember what her name is. Nobody had any clue who she was.
Amy...
Something.
Something?
She had the best joke of the night, I think.
Which one?
Which was, you know what? Charlie Sheen is a lot like Bruce Willis. Really big in the 80s, and his former slot is being filled by Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Oh, I really liked...
But Shatner had the best all-around speech.
Yeah, Shatner's was good.
Oh, Shatner.
Shatner's the man. He gets a hard time, but Shatner's the man.
I'm so excited for Comic-Con.
There's
something. Comic-Con, we are going to see Shatner.
On the plane. I haven't checked... I haven't checked if he is actually coming to Comic-Con or not.
I thought you had confirmed it already.
No, I haven't confirmed it. A couple months ago I checked. I'm not going to check now.
Afraid to be disappointed?
No, I'm sick of going on the computer.
Oh, like right this minute.
It's hindering the recording process.
Well, fucking, you tell me the shot is going to be there. I get all excited. And now you say you're not sure.
No, I know
Shat, wasn't that the name of the Indian tablet? Shat.
Yeah, he's going to be there.
Excellent.
I believe it's only the Saturday, though.
Ooh!
Yeah, we got Shatner, we got the
Brent Spiner, and Jonathan Frakes.
Okay, Jonathan Frakes is the guy who played Riker on Next Gen. Brent Spiner is Data. We got some other Star Trek guys.
Kevin Sorbo is going to be there?
Yeah.
Oh, you know man.
You know your career has gone wrong when you're going to Comic-Cons, and not the big ones. Guy that played
Shatner's career is...
Shut the fuck up. No, I'm not talking about Shatner. I'm talking about Kevin Sorbo. We got Greedo. When we're at Comic-Con, we have to ask him who shot first.
We all know Solo shot first.
Are you sure that you'd be asking him? Because the name's Maria.
Ooh.
Maria de Aragon is Greedo. Yeah. So think a chick played Greedo.
Yeah, but she'd have to be pretty old by now.
Ooh, costume contest.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Guys, to the sewing machines.
Yeah. I have the best costume ever. I'm just going to rent a white tuxedo, shave my head bald, and I will be the Kingpin. Wilson,
nice.
Or was it Wilson Fisk? A little
Wilson
rusty.
Fisk, yeah.
If I hadn't just shaved my beard, I would definitely go as Wolverine.
Who was the Punisher?
Yeah, I know. I love
it's
the Punisher.
It's super easy. Black shirt, skull, fake toy gun.
Or real gun.
Yeah, or a real gun.
And then never know.
Then you can, like, then your name will be embedded in history that you are the man that shot Shatner. Yeah.
Or I'd be the guy that finally shot Greedo.
Oh, nice.
You beat Han to the punch. Oh, before, I believe WizardCon was going to be at this Comic-Con, but they dropped out. So the guest lists changed since then. But before, there was going to be the douchebag child that played Anakin Skywalker in Episode 1.
See, that would be worth it.
That's one guy.
I could shoot him.
And they were going to, Darth Maul was going to be
shitty
there.
Acting, ruining saga.
Yeah. Anakin. Both Anakins sucked. In fact, the new trilogy sucked. Well, some of it was alright, but...
Hear that rustling? That's the tinfoil that Derek keeps on his window keeps the government from reading his thoughts.
On my defense, I sleep all day and I work in the evening, so that's what's with the tinfoil. I'm not a freak. I only wear tinfoil hats when no one's around. Aha.
All right. So, next on the list, I think, was... I think everyone has a list in the back of their mind of people that just... there's no need for them. They steal our air.
Pieces of human trash.
Yeah, yeah. We all have a list, and I know Derek, you have.
I don't have
an extensive list.
I don't have a physical list, but I think you know that starting this podcast is a good reason to start keeping a list. So let's go number one. Who deserves people that should not be? People that should have never been born? What should we call it? People that should die. People I should shoot. All right. How about
let's
violent? People that deserve to be punched in the face by yours truly.
Let's do this as a bit of a game. Okay? So we have to guess. Jarrett and I will guess for you, Derek. You give us descriptive clues to let us know who it is that deserves to die or deserves to get punched in the face by yours truly. Right. And
I gotta think. There's so many, and now I'm trying to blank. I have one in the back of my mind, but I forget his name. I remember his last name, so I guess that's good enough. Go. All right. Hints.
Yeah.
He's a douchebag.
Okay.
Oh.
Gonna need a little bit more than that.
Suicide isn't a good way to go, Derek.
What?
He's calling you a douchebag.
Oh. Very funny. I'm cutting this up from the podcast.
No.
All right. Fuck. It's hard. I had it in my mind in his name, and now it's completely gone. Ah. He was on the movie Knocked Up.
Okay. Are we playing this as 20 questions? Are we supposed to ask you questions? Or are you just going to keep giving us clues?
I'll just give you guys clues.
Okay, he was on Knocked Up.
Okay.
Continue.
He was on American...
Jay Baruch.
Who's that?
What? See the guy with the the guy with the Canadian
leaf tattoo.
The Maple Leaf tattoo.
He was on American Idol.
He was in Knocked Up.
Yeah, Katherine Heigl, because she was in that dopey celebrity news show.
Anybody from American Idol was in Knocked Up.
No, I know who this is. He was the host for Canadian Idol, right?
Oh,
is
the host.
Yeah.
Not Canadian Idol.
Ryan
Seacrest. Yes, Ryan.
Why does he deserve to die?
Yeah, I mean, he seems like such a nice guy.
Okay, American Idol's been around for 10 years now. So let's say he was 20 when he started that. No one in their 30s should be able to spike their hair into a faux hawk, ever. Anyone if you're starting to bald and you have a faux hawk, you got a fucking problem.
Well, I mean, and then
that's
the highlights and everything, too.
Yeah.
I'm not 30 yet.
You're balding.
A little bit. I'm not balding. I have a receding hairline.
I hate when you see, like, a dude who's obviously not 20. Like, he's, like, 30, 35. And he has, like, the blonde tips and the sunglasses above his eyes at night. Or, like, you know, he's not wearing sunglasses, but they're on his head or on the back of his head.
Yes, that one. Why the fuck do people do that?
God, I hate when people do that. It's like...
Especially when they're the white plastic sunglasses.
Yeah. Wow. And you know they're not... You know, like, it makes sense if they've been doing a lot of drugs, but you can tell this guy isn't doing drugs. Like...
How does it make sense if they're doing drugs?
Something about their eyes.
Oh, to have them on them at all times.
Yeah.
Okay. I got one.
Oh, we're doing more than one, okay.
Well, that was yours, and I'm going to do mine and Jarrett's.
Think of one.
Oh. Okay, so mine, he is a host of a show on TV. He's been around for a long time. Acts like he has all the answers to everything.
Oh.
Alex Trebek?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Alex Trebek. Oh, man. Suck it, Trebek.
Really? I actually was thinking you were going for, what's his fucking name? Regis.
Oh, Regis Philbin? No. No, him he's too, but no, Alex Trebek. I mean, he is just, he stands behind his lit up podium with those stupid little cards that he's got all the answers written on. You know, it's, you know, and when they try and, you know, guess the question and they get it wrong and he answers, reading off his stupid little cards in such a condescending, I-know-it-all asshole way, it just, it pisses me off. It's, the people that go on those shows, or on Jeopardy, those guys are freaking smart, they're geniuses. And here's Alex with his flashcards, like he's learning math. I just don't like it.
He's just like, the answer is this.
No, he says, no, the answer is this.
No, I'm impartial to this because I don't watch Jeopardy.
I don't watch it either, because I hate Alex Trebek.
Okay, you're a douchebag.
Okay. This guy thinks he's the greatest gift to the world. He's always campaigning about something, like pretends to be a real bleeding heart and thinks that everybody else should be too. He's a musician.
Bono!
Yeah!
Bono.
I think everybody wants to punch Bono in the face.
Yeah.
Like, shitty music.
Yeah, Vertigo sucked.
Yeah.
I hated when that came out. Every time I turned the radio, they're like, something Vertigo. It's like, shut up!
And then he's just always telling everybody how much they have to do for the environment and this, be like, basically saying, be like me because I'm such a nice guy.
But he still rakes in all this cash.
Yeah, rakes in all this cash. Yes, he does some help to Africa and everything, but he could do, you know, he could give all his money to Africa if he wanted to. But he acts like, I'm so much better than all of you because I've been giving a few of my dollars away.
Yeah, he can.
And about the environment, their last tour, the amount of gasoline and jet fuel and everything they burned, they could have flown a 747 to Mars and back, hauling their, because they had a huge stage and everything that they hauled around with them.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
that's
fuck
insane.
You, Bono.
You know, Bono could easily give away, like you said, he could give them all his money.
Yeah.
I mean, he could give them.
He could give his entire money.
He could give 100% of, say, a full year's income, and not have to worry about it because he's just going to make more money the next year.
Yeah. But that's not the main point, though. The main point is he acts so sanctimonious.
Fuck Bono. All right, that ends that segment.
I thought
America just gave up on NASA. They're pretty much nothing.
Yeah, NASA is no longer doing space exploration. Like.
What?
Sending ships.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they had been planning on stopping the shuttle program anyway because they're getting unreliable and everything. And they, for a while, they were going to piggyback on the EU and the Russians up to the International Space Station. But they had a plan that they'd started working on of revamping Saturn V rockets and having an Apollo-style return vehicle, but bigger and obviously more advanced and everything. And then from there, possibly restarting lunar exploration as a test to go to Mars. But they've basically just said, no, we're not going to do any of that now.
Yeah,
well, they can't afford it.
Financial state is pretty rocky now. So.
But I mean, really, if you're going to dump your money into something anyway, why not space exploration?
Well, I'd say why not dump it into your economy and giving people jobs and that sort of thing.
They need to put their money into a bigger and better and more deadly fence in the south.
Imagine a job on Mars, though. Yeah, fucking Martians. America goes to Mars, starts mining shit, building an atmosphere, Star Trek style. We're terraforming. Martians come out of the ground, fight Martians. The hot female Martians. Yeah.
Aliens coming out of the ground. You want to go there and fight them? You've been playing
females.
Too much Gears of War.
Yeah, well.
Speaking of Gears of War.
Yeah.
You've played it, the Gears 3?
Yeah.
You've played a little bit?
Yeah, I'm almost done.
Okay.
It is
fast.
Nice.
How is it?
It's good.
Excellent. Like, they've changed a few things. The aiming, they changed a wee bit. The story's good. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody because it's definitely, if you like Gears, definitely get it. I've played a little bit of the Horde.
Horde was pretty excellent with the fortifications.
I'd like to play a little bit more, but like I was hardcore into the Horde on 2. I made it to level 50 on hardcore of the Horde, and it's just, I just love the Horde. Just that part of the game alone is awesome. No, I think it's, the second one was so good, and the third one is even better. and the graphics are just a wee bit better, a little bit clearer. Like, it's still the same platform, so the graphics aren't going to be, like, surprisingly, oh my god, better. But everything is better. A little bit of differences. Story, so far, excellent. I don't want to comment on the story.
I would love to try the Silverback, though, because I haven't seen it come up.
It's basically exoskeleton type dealio.
Mech.
Yeah. I just thought of something. The other day I was forced to watch Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Oh, no.
That's an hour and a half I will never get back from my life.
Never heard of it.
It's with Jim Carrey. My God. I can't, like, Brianne enjoyed it. That's my girlfriend, by the way. Brianne enjoyed it. And that's good for her. I didn't mind watching it with her. I'll give the movie one thing. The penguins are cute. And it is child-oriented movie. But I can't believe people get paid to come up with such shit. Like, garbage.
No.
You know, you haven't even seen a thing yet. This was a number of years ago. We let my mom pick out a movie for us. We were going to have a family movie night. And, I mean, that didn't happen often. But my mom picked out a movie. And after watching this movie, I figured I had to look up more. I had to look up more about this movie, why it happened. And to give you an idea of what this movie was like, when the director, which I don't remember what his name is, I don't care, he should just be dead, when he was asked why he made the movie, he said, just so no one else would.
What was
this movie?
Just
so it was out of the way.
What movie was this?
The movie was called Jerry.
Yeah.
It had Matt Damon and someone else. But it was, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. There was nothing. The entire movie, except for the very beginning and the very end, it's just the two guys walking through a desert aimlessly. They go to a desert. They somehow manage to get lost to the point where they're almost dead at the end of the movie. And in a last-ditch effort, they're laying on the ground, about to die. They look at each other and initially you think, oh, these two guys are best friends. They're about to have sex because it's just the last shot at love before they die. But it was actually the world's slowest fight to the death.
Really?
And the one guy kills his buddy. Oh, both of them in the movie, their names, both of them are Jerry.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do they fight?
So Jerry kills Jerry. I don't know why. I have no idea.
Did he like rip him open and start drinking blood?
No, he just choked him to death.
Really?
Just choked him to death, and then it turned out they were, you know, several hundred feet away from a highway, an interstate. And the guy gets picked up by a family in a minivan.
Maybe he killed his friend just to end his suffering or something.
No, it was different.
It's like, there's can be only one Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Highlander.
That is the worst movie ever.
Okay, but back to Mr. Popper's Penguins. Yes, I understand, kids movie, but it's like, oh, my dad was an explorer, and he died, and he sends me a fucking penguin, and then I call to get it returned, and then they send me more, and then my, you know, because he's separated, his kids love the penguins, and he's getting in touch with his fucking kids again, and the kids, and the penguins seem to be, like,
that's old.
As smart as, like, fucking monkeys, and I'm like, birds are not as smart as, like, they're doing shit. One of them flies a goddamn kite on its back. It's just awful. It's like, I can't believe people actually get paid to write a shitty movie like this, and then somebody actually, yeah, I want to act in this movie. It's like, no way.
I think, you know what, as long as you say you're writing for, like, a kid's book or whatever, you can write the shittiest thing ever, and it will sell.
Yeah, I guess. And if you throw, like, state-of-the-art CGI'd fucking penguins in it, and somebody like Jim Carrey, it's like, you saw him in Ace Ventura, he's wacky, he's zany, and then, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not like I even have I don't have a beef with Jim Carrey, but that movie was awful.
Jim Carrey's done a few good ones, but, you know, like,
I like the Truman Show.
A great body of his work is
I like the Truman Show. Was it 20...
I was a big fan of Ace Ventura when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
What was it, 23? Awesome. The one where it's not a comedy, it's more like a thriller. I like that
one. Yeah, I didn't see that one, but I wanted to.
And Truman Show, yeah, that was good. I haven't seen Man on the Moon. That's the...
I've always
wanted to see that. That was a good one, too, actually.
That was actually him playing, like, Andy Kaufman. Is that the guy's name?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was it was a little twisted, and it was interesting. Way through, I like that one.
But nobody sees him as a serious actor, so...
Well, that's, like, Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie... 1 hour photo.
No, I've wanted to though.
Oh man, what a creepy movie!
Yeah.
He's not a serial killer. He is. This family always brings their films to this one photo developer place, and he becomes obsessed and completely immersed in the life of this family. And he makes doubles of all their pictures, and he has them posted all over his apartment walls, and I think, if I remember correctly, the father he wasn't a good husband, he wasn't a good father in Robin Williams' character's eyes.
Okay, yeah.
And so then there's conflict there. That was years ago, so I don't remember everything that happened, but that was...
Did it end with one of them dying, the father and him?
You know, I don't know.
It would be funny if they did a sequel, like, if, let's say, they never found out that he was creeping on them, and no one died. Like, I haven't seen it, but they do a sequel, and they base it around when this family got digital cameras, and all of a sudden, straight cut off, and then he has a psychotic break, because he's like, no!
Yeah. But instead of going after the family, he's decided to take out, like,
Sony.
Kodak or something. Yeah. Makes the cameras.
No more digital camera.
He's just an analog guy in a digital world.
This summer, 1 hour photo 2, starring Robin Williams, Natalie Portman, because she is in everything. She is in everything, especially this year. Everything.
Is there anything wrong with that?
No. I really 13. Liked... What was the one? Your Highness? Excellent. I thought it was hilarious.
You know, I think everyone loves a good old-fashioned bitch session. So, what if we borrowed from Family Guy a little bit, and we'll do an impromptu grind my gears. What grinds your gears?
All right. What grinds my gears?
Yes.
Fucking pedestrians.
Pedestrians. All right?
I'm driving 2 tons of steel... Rubbler. Like, I drive a truck. I want to get a car because gas prices, but I drive a truck. I'm a big guy. Trucks are comfy. I drive, let's say, 2 tons worth of just steel and awesomeness and gasoline. And I know, crosswalk, yes, they have the right of way. But in actuality... 2 tons of steel always has the right of fucking way. Like, I'll stop at a crosswalk. I'll stop at a red light. But if you just walk in front of my vehicle, I'm tempted just to fucking put my fucking foot through the floor and just hit you. Like, I like to walk, but I always obey the crosswalks. I'm not like jaywalking all over the place. Oh, there's a... pisses me off is there'll be a sidewalk on one half of the road, but these guys decide to walk on the other side of the road, on the shoulder, where, like, it's like, why don't you just go to the part where there's a sidewalk, so I don't have to, you know, swerve to avoid you in the middle of the fucking night. I'd have to say that's what grinds my gears.
What grinds my gears for today is, you could say pedestrians, but we're going to take it indoors. One of the places I hate to go the most is Walmart.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, I'm not going to get into the creepy people you see in Walmart. I'm just going to get into the fact that, you know, people are able to maneuver their way down, down streets and on the highway obey basic traffic rules.
It would be nice if those traffic people would take those traffic rules with them into Walmart.
You know what? Forget traffic. In school, you grow up learning that when you're walking down a hall, you stay to the right.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
so
it
so,
is the same as traffic.
Well, yeah. So it's just a basic common sense of, you know, stay on the right side so you're not constantly getting in people's way and people aren't getting in your way. Everyone's happier. Mm-hmm. It just drives me crazy when I feel like I'm the only one in the store that is actually trying to be conscious of where other people are around me when I'm walking. And add on to that, I have a wife and 3 kids. You know, so we're pushing a shopping cart. We got 2 kids on foot, and we're trying to keep them where they should be walking. And you have other people who just it's like they don't even know that other people exist in the store.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
Maybe the next thing Walmart should do is
traffic lights,
cow catchers on the shopping carts.
I hate it when people invade your personal space, especially at Walmart. Like,
a good story about that.
You're walking along, and you're polite. You stop because you're essentially turning on into a bigger aisle, and the person behind you just clips you in the lower back or butt with a fucking their shopping cart, not on purpose, but okay, that hurt. But you're still like, all right, you take one step forward, but you're not able to walk into the aisle. And then again, you get it. It's like, I just want to turn around, yell, this is Sparta. Kick their shopping cart back at them into their lower gut. And then they'll start barfing all over the shit in their shopping cart. It's like, even when you're in line, you get all close to people. You start sweating because it gets so hot in there. You got your jacket on because it's cold outside. And like, you have somebody just shoulder to shoulder. I fucking hate it.
Oh, yeah. And my story about that is, okay, my girlfriend Zoe, her dad's a pretty cool guy. And one day they were in Walmart, right? And they were at the checkout, ready to take all their shit out. He's just standing there, and this woman is standing right next to him, like touching him, like just fully, full bot, all the way down. Like it's not an arm brushed up against her. She's right there for some reason, with her back to him. Like she's waiting in line talking to somebody or whatever. And he's a guy who doesn't really like his personal space invaded like that, so he decides, you know what, I'm gonna take care of this. So he starts pushing, and you can see, like, he starts tearing up the eyes. He's pushing one out.
Oh, I thought you meant she was pushing her.
No, he's working really hard to get a fart out, and he starts crying. He's pushing so hard, and finally it releases just, and it's like a foghorn apparently, and just nasty too. And she doesn't say a single thing. She just walks away. And I think that's the best defense mechanism for ensuring you have your personal space.
Fart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could just not shower.
Yeah.
Back to the grinding my gears. You know what grinds my gears?
What, Jarrett? What grinds your gears?
What grinds my gears is fucking people trying to run me over while I'm using the road.
Oh, you're a pedestrian, yeah. Jarrett here bought...
Our very first rapid transit system is our legs. So that's what I use them, and you shouldn't be bitching about who has...
Jarrett is a medieval primate, and he has...
Okay. Jarrett's just a little sore because... About a year ago, around this time, he bought what most people call lemon. He bought a Jeep. And this Jeep ran like shit. He still has it. I don't know if he's planning on fixing it up. So
it's
he has to walk to work. He's got to walk to the in-laws. He has to wait for his mom to pick him up when he has a gathering to go to. Yeah, he's a walker.
A day walker.
Day walker, yeah.
Yeah. Two things Derek avoids. Day and walking.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fine with the fact that, as far as the law is concerned, the pedestrians have the right of way. You know, when you're supposed to be in control of, you know, a 2,000-pound block of steel on wheels, you know, yeah, you should be extra careful that you're not going to be, you know, inflicting...
I haven't ran people over.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying that, you know, we should be more careful about what we're doing because we have the potential to hurt and kill people.
Yeah.
So
well, I have the potential to hurt
my
kill people
issue
in Walmart,
comes
too.
In, my issue comes in when you have pedestrians who take that for granted. They act as if, you know, you can stop as fast as they can.
Yeah.
You know, they don't care if they just bolt across the road at a stupid time because, oh, well,
so
if they get hit, it's the driver's fault anyway.
That's why we have something called the Darwin Awards.
I'm talking about the people that lollygag. They don't walk in a straight line on the road. Like, there's a big group of them. They're walking like a spread out flock of, you know, like a fucking V, like a birds, right? When there's a perfectly good sidewalk.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why they just can't stick to the sidewalk. All right. I think we're going to wrap this up, though.
Yeah, I'd agree. I guess you guys can or should be able to catch us on Twitter.
Yeah, I'll throw a clip in after this just of me saying where to
have it all set up. Better than Twitter, let's just direct people to our splash page at about.me/cleverantidote. And from there, you can go to our Twitter page, you can go to our Facebook page, and you can shoot us an email. So it's a one-stop shop for all things Clever Antidote.
I should have this up and running by the time. By the time this is on iTunes, I will have a Twitter feed and whatnot. Yeah, this has been the Clever Antidote. I'm Derek.
Jarrett.
And Chris.
Have a good one.